Welcome to the program. I'm Lori Rubenson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. Mr. Connor Green behind the glass and producing tonight. Got some great guests for you coming up at about 11:15. I'll be joined by Paul Schwartz from the New York Post. We'll talk about the NFL playoffs. We'll talk about John Harbaugh to the New York Giants, and what comes next for the Giants. And then coming up later in the program, I will have Will Salmon from The Athletic. We'll talk hot stove, Mets fans, of course, Yankees fans. We'll talk about Bellinger, another story in The Athletic. Also, Brendan Cuddy from The Athletic wrote a story on Bellinger and that contract and what do we think is going on there. So, all of that to do and your calls, and you can hit me up on X on Twitter at LRubensonWFAN. All right. We start with NFL playoffs, and first of all, I mean, we've seen, I understand that there's bad weather going on, but we have seen some really hellacious quarterback play over the last few days. And whether it's yesterday and Josh Allen, who's going to obviously kicking himself at a playoff season that just does not, it is lacking the star power of a Mahomes and a Burrow. You don't have Lamar Jackson. You don't have those elite players in this playoff this year. And it was wide open for Josh Allen. And then, look, there were a lot of problems and a lot of reasons why the Bills lost yesterday. But Josh Allen was, some of the blame falls on him. He did not play well. He missed throws that he'd be the first one to tell you he should make. Earlier today, we have the game with the Patriots and the Texans. Two really good defenses, yes, no doubt. But those offenses, by and large, were terrible today. Drake May wasn't good. He just, he made a few good throws, sure. But four fumbles, he was not good today. And, but it's overshadowed by how epically, historically, horrendous C.J. Stroud was. And so there's a question right there. Two questions of the night, and it shows you, in terms of coaching decisions and the NFL playoffs, how does D'Amico Ryans not bench C.J. Stroud at halftime of that game? With that Texans defense, doesn't he owe it to the football team to bring in Davis Mills, his backup quarterback? Because C.J. Stroud, I don't know if his hand was bothering him or what was going on, but he lost his confidence. And that game is on Stroud and his coach for not benching him. And then the nightcap tonight, a fun game, a better played game in a lot of ways than the earlier one. But, and Caleb Williams, oh my God. I mean, this game could have been, should have been known as the Caleb Williams game. And the way that they have played the Bears all season and the crazy play to force overtime where a Rams blitz and he's backpedaling and seemingly it's fourth down. There's nowhere to go, nothing to be done. And he heaves the ball and somehow miraculously it falls in to the back of the end zone. It's a touchdown to his tight end and we're going to overtime. An incredible play. And then the Bears defense with the stop in overtime, they get the ball back, they're driving, and then Caleb throws the interception. And whether that's on, look, Dante, I mean, you know, maybe more in that situation in overtime, a player, you know, he's in his 30s, he's, you know, coming back from an injury. Maybe at that point he doesn't have enough to make that catch, but it looks like he gives up on that route and he needs to help his quarterback there somehow and try and break that up. But great play by Cameron Curl and the Rams to get the interception and the Rams now on to the NFC Championship. And when we look at what we have left and the matchups, it's still possible if you're the NFL that you can, you know, at this point you think probable that you're going to get Drake May. The Patriots with the, I mean, if you're a Jets fan and you hate the Patriots, if you're an NFL fan and you hate the Patriots, then you're out of luck this year because they've had, good for Mike Vrabel, absolutely. And Drake May is a budding star in this league. Yes to all of that. And their defense is legit good. All of that. But they first played the easiest schedule ever in the regular season. And now they have a postseason that they got Justin Herbert and no offensive line with the Chargers. They got C.J. Stroud just played the biggest clunker of a, and it's 2 weeks in a row. He was also atrocious last week, but hellacious this week. And now the saddest part is the quarterback, out of all these games and everything that we saw all weekend long, the quarterback who actually played the best out of all of them was Bo Nix. And now he's hurt. Broken bone in his foot, in his ankle, and now he's gone and gone for the season, and we'll see what Sean Payton can do with a backup quarterback. So, crazy NFL playoffs, disappointing in the sense that, look, Seattle's got a great defense. There's some great defenses, you know, good defenses still around, Denver, whatever, but there isn't. Matthew Stafford is a terrific quarterback. He didn't play great today in the cold out there in Chicago. But there isn't that, this isn't going to be a year, I think, where we look at it and say, ah, this was a great team that won. It was a wide open year for a Josh Allen to finally win and for some team to rise above and show greatness. And certainly we did not see that. All right. Plenty to talk about. And your calls, 888-808-1019. The question I always ask this time of year is legacy. Whose legacy can change and be impacted the most? Whose legacy are you most interested in as we move forward and we look ahead to the four teams that could go to the Super Bowl? Whose legacy is most on the line? 888-808-1019. We'll be right back.